Today's shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. V'amar Belozer Meshim Rabbi Yosi Ben Zimra, Kol Hayosh V'Tanis B'Shabbos, whoever sits in a Tanis on Shabbos, Karon Lo Gzaradina Shel Shem Shana, any bad decrees against him is taken away, for 70 years is taken away. V'af V'Kein, even though what he did is so significant, then he's punished because he was in Vatla on Shabbos. So my tekante, so what should he do? He should fast for the day that he fasted. He has to now fast because he needs a kapara for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So before we go further, it's interesting to point out that even though these halachas are brought in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch about somebody who fasts on Shabbos, the minig is that we don't fast nowadays a Tainas Chaloyim. The Pais can say that we don't fast a Tainas Chaloyim b'zman hazeh unless he saw the same bad dream three times. And even on that, they say only certain dreams that represent terrible news, a Sefer Torah Chas V'Shalom was burnt, if his teeth are falling out, and so even if his teeth are falling out, it doesn't necessarily mean something bad. It can mean that he's going to have parnasi easily, and he won't need teeth to eat his food. In fact, the Chazon Ish says that many times he had a bad dream, and he didn't pay attention. What you should do is, when the Kahanim Duchen, you should have in mind by the Ribbono Shel Olam, you should say the Ribbono Shel Olam, which we say by the Duchening, which takes care of bad dreams. Moreover, the Sefer Nachlas Ovis explains, in earlier generations, when Klal Yisrael were in a higher Madrega, so they were closer to Nevuah, and therefore bad dreams represented a Nevuah. Bezman hazeh, we're not close to the Madrega of Nevuah, and therefore, since we're not close to the Madrega of Nevuah, we need not be so concerned about dreams. Vamar Belozer, Chana Hetichet Varm Klapim Malo, Chala spoke strongly towards Hashem, Shenem V'Tespalel Al Hashem, she prayed strongly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Milamet Shetichet Varm Klapim Malo. She used very strong arguments, as we discussed in yesterday's shir, to make a point. So did Eliyahu do. Shinema, Eliyahu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Fa'ata hasi b'yisa aslibu macharanis. You turn their heart backwards, as if Hashem is the one that made us do bad. As the Rambam explains in Hilchos Tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see this with Paroi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a situation that a person should no longer have the ability to do tshuva. Says the Gemara, Amram Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, Menayin Shechazo HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hoidel Eliyahu. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually agreed with Eliyahu HaNavi's point? The Ksiv HaShiroisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel says, indeed, I was the one that made them do bad. Amram Chama Rabbi Chanina, if not for the next three pasukim that we're going to learn, we would not have the ability to have any kiyum, to have any existence. That I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, was the one that made them do bad. Just like the clay is in the hands of a potter, ken atam biyodi beis Yisrael. So you too are you in my hands, Klal Yisrael. V'charet k'siv v'asiroisi s'levin aleva evan b'psarchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will take away your heart, your flesh, nesati lechem le'basar. So as the Mashal explains, the pasuk Ashiroisi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by creating us with the Yetzirah, creates a situation that we do averus. The pasuk of Kichinei Kechare Yotzer says that even though we have the bechira to do what's right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a situation that we should want to do what's right. And the last pasuk, v'asrois yisleiv ha'evan, if we can't prevail, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do whatever it takes that we should be able to prevail over the Yetzara. Rapapama mihacha, v'sruchi etem bekebachem, I will give you a new ruach, v'sisa shebechukai telechu, that you should go after my will. V'amar b'loza, Moshe hitiach dvarim klapi mala. Moshe spoke strongly towards Hashem. Shnem v'spalu, Moshe el Hashem. Al tekri el Hashem, don't say it with an aleph as if he spoke to Hashem. Al Hashem, he spoke about Hashem. What did he say? Chikain, the baby of Elazar ben Yaakov, Karin la'alfin, ayin o'ayin alfin. They used to not pronounce correctly the ayin and the aleph, and therefore the two letters became interchangeable, and therefore the two words became interchangeable. The baby of Yaniacha, v'dizahov. Where do we see that Moshe spoke strongly? From the word v'dizahov. My v'dizahov, what does that mean? Amri the baby of Yanai. This is what Moshe said to Hashem. Ribbono shel Olam, b'shvil kesef azov shishpat lam Yisrael, at Shem Radai, you gave Klal Yisrael so much gold and silver that they themselves said, enough, hu shigarim shasus egel. That's what caused them to do the egel, because when they had so much gold, that's when they come to do Aveira. And as the Gemara points out, Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, ein ari noyim. You don't have a lion roar b'toch kupa shel tevin when it just got a basket of straw. When does the lion roar? El b'toch kupa shel basar, when it has meat. Amar Rabbeisha, masal adam shayis le park chusha ba'al sevaram. Somebody had a cow that was lean. You could see the bones. It was very skinny. Hechila kashinan. It gave it food to eat. Vaisa. And then it started to kick. Amalai, mi garmlach, shtem mevtasbi, what caused you to start acting in this fashion? El kashin, shal chaticha. I gave you the techashicha, and that's when you started acting bad. Amar b'chiber abba, amar b'yochan. Mashal adam shayalai ben. Similar is to analogy is to somebody who has a son. Hechitzu v'sochu, he gave him to eat. He washed him. He anointed him. V'chelu gave him to eat. V'shkeru gave him to drink. V'talai kis al tzavaroi, and then he gave him a purse full of money. V'shiva pesach shazoyna, and then puts him next to the prostitutes. Mayas aben shloyechta. What will prevent this person from doing a virus? But there's a powerful word from the Tver Shloima. He says, we are Bonim Lamakim. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And as the Gemara just taught us, the children of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that we need. And what do we do? All as HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us is Shloyechta. I saw a pshat from the Sefer Tapukei Chaim, which speaks about the mashal of Ein Ari Noim B'tach Kupa Shel Tevin El M'tach Kupa Shel Basar. He says that Klal Yisrael should always be blessed with Ashiris, with wealth, and with everything they need. But as much as Klal Yisrael should be blessed with everything we need, we have to live modest lives. So says the Gemara, Ein Ari Noim, the lion, which represents the Sinai Yisrael, the people who antagonize Klal Yisrael, they don't yell, they don't try to attack us when we have a Kupa Shel Tevin. When they see what Klal Yisrael has is just straw, when the Umas Olam think that Klal Yisrael really don't have it going so great, then they don't really start up with us. You know when they start up with Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara? When we are in a situation of Kupa Shel Basar, when they think that we are in a great situation, that's when they start saying, that's when they start being jealous of us, and that's when they start looking at us, and that's when the tzaris begin. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha. V'Ramel V'Vecha. Somebody gets arrogant. V'Shechach De Mehacha. No. Says the Gemara. We skipped some lines. Amar V'Acha B'Rei D'Rafuna. Amar V'Sheshes. Hani Damar Inchi. This is what people say. Malay Kris Zinibisha. You fill your stomach. Is the beginning of all types of tzaras. Shnemar Kimarisam Yizbo. When they ate, they got satiated. Savu, they were very full. V'yarm loibam alkein shechichuni. And that's why I saw that the Shoyle Meshev explains it's so important to bench. Because as we're learning in the Gemara now, that when somebody has overeats, it could come that he should forget Hashem. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to do? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do is don't forget to bench. Don't forget to say Birchas Hamazon, and that will keep you in check. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, V'Ram L'Vavecha, you get arrogant V'Shechachtas Hashem. Rabban Amar Mehacha, V'Ochel V'Sova V'Doshein, they eat, they're satiated, they get fat, Ufana, and then they look at other gods. V'Ibay Seim Mehacha, V'Yishman Yishurun, Yishurun got fattened, V'Yivot, and then they rebel. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonason, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually ultimately agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu that this is what causes Klal Yisrael to do the Averis? Shenemar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, the Kesev Hibesi law, I gave them much money, Vahem Vizav Oslabal, and they took that and they used it to make Avodah Zarah. Vidab Hashem and Moshe Leich Reid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go down. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that Klal Yisrael made the eagle, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, leave. My lech reid. Amar Abelazah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe reid megudlascha. Leave your position. Klum nasati l'cha gedula. The reason you have this position of greatness is ela b'shvil Yisrael. It's only because of Klal Yisrael. V'achshav Yisrael chatu. Now that Klal Yisrael did an aveira, Atalamali, why do I need you? Yad, says the Gemara, Tashish Koycha Shemoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got weak. V'lahoy loy koyach ledaber. And he had no ability to speak. V'kivin sh'omer, hayref imene v'ashmidem. But Moshe Rabbeinu hears Hashem say to him, let me go so I can destroy them. So that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message to Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the message he was sending to him? Amar Moshe, Dov Azeh Talibi. It's up to me. It's up to me that if I won't let go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave them. Miyad, Amar V'Nischazik B'Tfilah. He strengthened himself in Tfilah B'Kish Racham and he davened on their behalf. Marshal, how do we see this? Marshal Amelech, Shekos Abenoi. A king got angry at his son. V'Yamakei Maka G'dayla. And he was hitting him. V'Yoyev Yosh Lefona. And one of the king's friends was sitting there, Umisyari Lomila Dover, and he's scared to say anything. Amar Melech, Amale Ahavizesh Yosh Lefanai, if not for my friend sitting here, he says to his son, the king says to his son, Harekticha, I would have killed you. Amar, so the friend recognized, Dovazet Tolibi, it's up to me, I could do something to save this king's son, Miyan Amar Vetzilai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara discusses the exchange between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says, "Va'ata nichli, v'yicher api behem, v'achalei v'eschu oischel koi godol." Omer Rebavua, a molik mikra kosev. If not that we had a pasuk saying this, Yef Shalom Amre, we could not say this in itself. Melamed shetafsa Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe seized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'odim shutayfis as chaver bebigdoi, like somebody would grab his friend's garment, v'amul fan ribay shalaylam, eni manichicha, I won't let you go, atcha timchol v'sislachem, until you let them go. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Weitzner Rav. He says that there was a person who was a ganef, and he was caught by the government in those days. And the king told him, if I'm sentencing you to death. However, if you agree to convert away from Judaism, then I will spare you. And this person said, Chas v'shalom, I will never give up Klal Yisrael. So says the Meitzner Rav, Begodov is Loshem Boigdov. Boigdov means people who rebel. Melamed Shetofes HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what did Moshe Rabbeinu grab onto? Ka'odim Shetofes HaKadosh Bebigdoi. He looked at the Jews who seemed to be very far from Hashem. They're Boigdov. They're people who rebel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's only on the outside. In the inside, every Jew is holy. And that was the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't look at the outside. Look at what's inside every Jew and spear them. If a chair of three legs cannot stand when you're angry, certainly a chair that just represents me cannot survive. I'm embarrassed of my forefathers. Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov are going to say, Ru par d'shem milahem. Look at the leader who you appointed. Bikish k'tulah l'atzmai. He was only concerned about himself and his family. V'loy bikish aleim rachmim. He didn't ask. He wasn't worried about Klal Yisrael. So of course, the Mefarshim will ask, Moshe Rabbeinu also is a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So why won't he have the schus of us? So the Tzlach and the Pnei Yeshua answer that if Moshe Rabbeinu won't daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the Ovis will not agree to be there for Moshe Rabbeinu's children. The Nachlas Yaakov says that once Klal Yisrael is destroyed, Schus Ovis goes with that as well. And along the same line, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Sefer Kibbutz Mamorim says that that was exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe. V'esa oischol goy gadol was starting a new nation, and everything that was here till now stops, including the Schus Ovis. But the Mashal has a different approach to the Gemara. The Mashal's approach to the Gemara is that Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, of course we have the Schus Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. But obviously, that wasn't enough to help Klal Yisrael survive. So even if my children, besides having Schus Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, will also have my Schus, that still isn't enough for them to be able to survive. V'chal Moshe's Pnei Hashem. Amar Belazar, Melamed Sha'amed Moshe B'Tfilah Pnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe stood in Tfilah B'Kodesh Baruch Hu at Shechilu, until he was able to get a Kodesh Baruch Hu to change his mind. Rav Amar at Shehefilah Nidrei. Hashem made a neder to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to annul the neder. K'siv Hachav Yichal, V'K'siv Hasam regarding a neder. The Torah says if you make a neder, lo yachel dvaroi, you shouldn't violate it. V'amar, who ain't a meichel? If I made a neder, I must keep it. Aval acher meichlem loy, you could go to Rav, who will be matin neder. V'shmul Amar, Shemoshe Atzmai Lamisa Leim. Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to give up his life on behalf of the Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Vim Ayin, if you don't save Klal Yisrael, Mecheni no Mesefrcha. So the Sfas Emes says, if there is no, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if there is no other option that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should forgive Klal Yisrael, then kill me. Because we know, Misa Tzadikim Mechaperis. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Melamed Shechalala Medes Rachman. Moshe Rabbeinu got Kaviyochel, that the Midas HaRachman should prevail over Klal Yisrael. V'Rabbanan Amri, Melamed, Shama Moshe Lefen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanan Shloilem, Chulun Ulach, it would be a sacrilege Masai stav because that you should do something like this. V'chal Moshe is pnei Hashem. Reb Elazar got oimet. Melamed shomed Moshe betfila lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu stood in tefila in front of Hashem on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Ad she'achsu achilu, until he was seized by an achilu. Asked the Gemara, "My achilu? What is an achilu?" Amar Belazar, "Eish shel atzamas, fire of the bones." Asked the Gemara, "What is that?" My eish shel atzamas. Amar Baya, "Esh sop, the garmi, a bone fire, a very high fever." Zachar, Moshe Rabbeinu continues diving to Hashem. He says, "Zachar Avram liyitzuk Yisrael avadecha asher nishbat lambach, my boch." Amar Belazar, Amar Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shloim. If your shvua to Klal Yisrael would have been by the heaven and earth, I could say, just like the earth and the sky can become terminated, everything by Mashiach will be entirely new. Achshav, however, where did you make the shvua? You made the shvua in your great name. So he said, "Ma shimcha gadol chay v'kayim la'olam alamim. Your name will survive forever. Kach shvuascha, so to yeshvua kayemes la'olam alamim forever." But tadab aleim, and he says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, "You said arba zarecha kichoych v'shmaim mecholaretz Hashem arzoy shamati. Haya shamati." He says, "Ashamati shamarto that you spoke with ba'alei." Says the Gemara, Amar Belazar, Ad Kan Divrei Talmud. First was what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, and now we begin Be'elech V'Tavrei Rav. Now we begin what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Rishmu Ba'Nachmeni Amar, Eilev Eilev Divrei Talmud. The entire pasuk represents what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Akach Amar Moshe L'Fanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, Devarim Shamati L'cha, Leich Om Lehem L'Yisrael B'Shmi. You sent me many times with messages to Klal Yisrael. Halachti v'amatalam b'shimcha. I always gave over the messages to Klal Yisrael as you asked me to. Achshav, however, now, if you will destroy them, mani oimalem, what will I be able to say? So he said, mebilti yichoylus Hashem. So as the Gemara, the right way should it say, what did it say, Yechoel Hashem? It should have been, he was speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he should have said, Yochel Hashem Yiboylei. Amar Blazer, Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, Ach Sheyomer Sa'olam, the nations of the world would say, Toshes Koichik in the Keva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got weak, Ve'ne Yochel Lahatso. And he can no longer save Klal Yisrael. Toshes Koichik in the Keva, he got weak like a woman. Veni yochel hatzel. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. V'le kvar ro nisim gvurus shesisul amalayam. Didn't they see all of the miracles that I did after I took them out of Mitzrayim? Amar from Rabban Shel Olam. Adayin yesh lam loimer. The umas ha'olam will still say lemelech echad yochel lamed. For one versus one king versus Paroi, you were able to prevail. L'shloish of echem alochem. But verses 31 Kings and Yochel Lamed. And as the Riaf explains the Gemara. First Moshe Rabbeinu said that the nations of the world will say that you're like a woman who had a baby. And a woman who had a baby, after she has the baby, she gets weak. So Hashem says, why would they say that? After I saved them, took them out from Mitzrayim, I didn't get weak. I made even bigger Nisim at the Yam. To which Moshe Rabbeinu responded, okay, so that tine is off the table. But they're still going to say that you were able to prevail against one king, against Paroi, but you weren't able to prevail against 31 kings. Omer B'Yochan, when Moshe Rabbeinu made these very strong points, Miyad Chaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Voidel L'Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemar, V'yayim Hashem Selachti Kivarecha. Tana, the Beri Shmo, Kivarecha, you are correct. Asidim umas oilam loy mekein. I know that that's what the nations of the world are indeed going to say, and that's why it's proper that I should be moichel Yisrael. Ashri Talmud, says the Gemara, Shrabi Maideloi. How wonderful is it that a Talmud, his Rebbe, agrees that you are right. Vulam, continues Hashem, in saying chayani. Omer, Rav Omer B'Yotzchak. Melamed Shamalai Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Moshe, Hachiyasani B'dvarecha. You brought life to me with your words, because as the Mefarshim explained, Ben Yoyada explains, had I destroyed Klal Yisrael, there would have been a terrible Chil Hashem. And now, because of what you said, we were able to avoid a terrible Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. Says the Gemara in Hilchas Tefila, Darash Reb Smoloi, Loyalim Yisad Adam Shvach HaShal Kadosh Baruch Hu, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should say the Shvach of Hashem, V'akach Yisbal, Menolon, Mimaisha, where do we find this? From Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ksiv, V'espal al Hashem, Eschan al Hashem Beis Ahi, the Ksiv, Hashem Elokim, Ata Chalois Laresis Avdecho, Es Godlecho V'esyotcha Chazoko, Hashem Yiel B'Shamayim, Uva'aretz, Ashiyasa K'meresecha U'Kvresecha, you showed how great you are, the Ksiv Bereis, V'esrei, after he spoke about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Moshe Rabbeinu went for his Bakasha that he asked, Ebenova Eres Aretz Atoiva, please let me see the great land. And that's why we say at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei Tefillas Ovis, and that's why we also say Psukei Dezimra before every morning. And in fact, the halach is, if somebody came late to davening and he therefore was not able to say Psukei Dezimra in order to be able to daven Tefillah Tzibur, the halach is, he could say Psukei Dezimra after he says Shemoneh Esrei. But if he says Psukei Dezimra after the Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't say the brachas. He doesn't say Baruch Shoma and Yishtabach, because those brachas are only for before the Shemoneh Esrei, not afterwards. And the Torah says about Baruch Shoma, it's the only bracha he says this about, in Siman Nun Aleph, Tzoruch La'amrai, Baruch Sha'amar should be recited, Benigun Ubenima, with a song, Ki Hushir No V'Nechmed L'Mala. It's a beautiful song. And in fact, there are 87 letters in Baruch Sha'amar corresponding to the Pasuk, Roshoi Kesem Poz. It brings Poz, it brings Panosa to Klal Yisrael. Interestingly, however, says the Mishnah Brura, that even though Baruch Shama, we just said, is such a beautiful and important, powerful bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah that normally while you're saying a bracha, you're not supposed to say Amen. But since Baruch Shama is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara, it's only that there was a piece of paper, the Taz says, that came down with Shemayim with the Nusach Baruch Shama. Therefore, even though normally you're not allowed to say Amen while you're reciting a bracha, while you're reciting Baruch Sha'amar, you're allowed to say Amen to another bracha. Simon Masim Tzedakah Karban Koyin Tanis Minol Barzel. Amar Belozer, G'dayla Tfila Yosem Maisim Toivim. Tfila is even more important than Maisim Toivim. Shein Chagol B'Maisim Toivim. There is nobody greater in Maisim Toivim Yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Torah and the mitzvahs, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, Afikain, with that, Loinel El B'Tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu was only answered with the Tfila. So Pnei Yeshua, Shanema, Al Toysu Dabe Elai, Samachle, after Moshe Rabbeinu davened to get into Yisrael, at least partially he was answered, but Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Alei Rosh Pizgah. So I saw that Pnei Yeshua says, why should a person always speak about the Shvach of Hashem and then daven? Because he says, what do we say in the Shvach of Hashem? So we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Roifei Chayilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest actor. And when we say that, the Malachim say Amen. So once a person says that and the Malachim say Amen, Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no choice but to say, you know what? I have to give them what they asked for. Along the same lines, I saw from Aaron Kotler, what does this Gemara mean? In order for a person to be zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should indeed help him, what the person needs to do is recognize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to indeed help him. So first, the person has to say the Shvach of Hashem. Recognize how great and able Hashem is. And once he recognizes that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. V'amar B'lazer, G'doy L'tanis Yosem Netzdaka. A tainis is greater than tzedakah. Shenemar, my tam zeh begufoy. Tainus is something that I give up from my body. I don't eat. Bezeh b'memoynoi. And this is just money. Even though the Gemara says that tzaddikim, the Gemara Masechta Chulin, that tzaddik aleph amin aleph, says tzaddikim memoynim chavaleim yoysim begufam, that still doesn't take away, says the Sefer Ein Elyo, that tzar haguf is a greater tzar than tzar hamonim. Also, the Gemara we learned earlier in our Masechta says, Agra de tanisa tzedkasa. The whole purpose of a tanis is to give tzedaka. So how can we say that the tanis is greater than the tzedaka? Says the Mashah, that what the Gemara over there meant to say wasn't that a tzedaka is greater than the tanis. That in order to get the full power of a tainus, the Gemara meant to say, you also need to give tzedakah. Another shot that the Pnei Yeshua suggests is that in order for a person to prevail, that if there's chas v'shalom gzar din against him, that the tainus accomplishes. For the schar, for fasting, that the tzedakah brings. And that's what the word of the Gemara means agra de tanisa. If you want to get schar for the fast, the schar is given through the tzedakah. But it's not the tzedakah that gets you what you need. Another pshat that the Yin Yaakov says, there's nafkamina, is that as far as ba'olam hazeh, the schar of the tanis is given for the tzedakah. And olam haba, the schar is given for the fasting. Varma b'lazo, doyla tefila, yoyis min kabonis. Tefila is even greater than kabbonis. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lamali roiv sufcheichem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need all of your kabbonis. Ksiv, what do I do need? Upefraschem kapeichem. I need you to raise up your hands in tefillah to me. Amar Rav Yochanan, kol kohen shaharges a nefesh. If a kohen killed someone, lo yisus kapov. We shouldn't let him duchen. Shenemar, yedeichem domem meleyu. Your hands are full of blood. And as the Mefarshim explained, the very same hands that Chas v'Sholem killed somebody, en katega nasa sanega, those hands cannot be the same hand that are used for Birchus Kahanim. The Rambam paskins that even that a kohen who killed somebody can't duchen even after he did tshuva. And the Bach says, that's what our pasuk seems to say. Gam ki tirbut tefila. Even if you davened, even if you did tshuva, it's not going to be helpful. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama, quoting Rashi in the Torah, says that we do let a kohen who is a murderer to perform Birkas Kahanim. We don't want to push away Bali tshuva. Some paiskim differentiate between a kohen who killed somebody b'shoigig, b'oynis, and then the tshuva, versus a kohen who killed somebody b'meizit. The Masham discusses the situation. There was a kohen who got very angry, and he threw a menorah at somebody else. A few days later, the victim collapsed and died. And the person who threw that menorah was a kohen. And the question was, may this kohen duchen in the future? And the Masham said, if this kohen does tshuva, I will let him duchen. And the Masham says, number one, this is not necessarily considered a situation of mezid. It's only considered a situation of pesheya. Number two, the victim did not die immediately. So we have to consider that maybe it wasn't what he threw at him that caused him to die. In fact, the Sefer Shorim Tzion Balocha quotes the Tshuvas Beis David, who says that if a kohen was drafted into the army and he killed enemy soldiers, he may not be disqualified from duchening. And in fact, the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah says that that's considered a situation of an oinus. There's one more point that's made based on this Gemara. We said that why are we particularly concerned about a kohen who killed somebody to chas v'shalom not be allowed to duchen? Because ain't kateger nasa sanegar. The same hands that were used to kill someone cannot be those hands that will duchen say Birkas Kahanim. So the Bnei of Yehuda discusses a question regarding an individual who doesn't have hands, a kohen who Rachman Slon doesn't have hands. And the question is, can we still allow him to say Birkas Kahanim? So based on this Gemara, we see how essential the hands are to the Birkas Kahanim. And since we see that the hands are so essential to Birkas Kahanim, it seems that if somebody doesn't have hands, Chas V'Shalom, he should not duchen. The gates of tefillah have been closed. I cry and plead. My tefillah shut down. However, says the Gemara, even though the gates of tefillah have been closed, the gates of crying have not been closed. Shnema shema tefillah Hashem. So what does this Gemara mean? So first question is, if the gates of Tefillah have been closed, so why do we daven? So the Imre Emes says, because we believe that Mashiach will come any moment. And therefore we're davening because Mashiach will come any moment. So if the gates of tears are always open, why do we need to have tear gates? So the answer is that even though the gates of tears are not closed, that's if the people cry sincerely. But if they don't cry sincerely, then the gates of tears won't help. Another pshat that I saw from Rabbi Yonah for Sutzal, he says, we see from our Gemara the Shari Demos Leninalu, the gates of Tyr have never been closed. But as much as the gates of tears, so if gates of tears have never been closed, so many Jewish tears have flowed. And why don't we have the Gula Shlema? The answer, said Rabbi Yonah Forst, is because Shari Demos, each one of us cries for our own personal needs. If we all would cry together for Kvod Shemayim, we would be able to break those gates. I saw that the Belzer Rebbe, the first Belzer Rebbe, the Sar Shalom, built a beautiful shul in the city of Belz. And the men's shul, the first floor, was complete. And the women's gallery, where they sat, wasn't yet complete. And there were people that wanted to already begin davening in the shul. There were people that already wanted to make a Chanukah Habayis. Said the Sar Shalom, a shul without the women's section complete is not a shul, because we know that women are quicker to cry than men. And Al Gemara is teaching us that Shari Demos Loininalu. If Shari Demos Loininalu, we need the tears. And who are the ones that provide the tears to the shul? The ones that provide the tears to the shul are the women. And therefore, until their section is complete, this isn't the shul. So here we see that the Shari Tefillah Ninalu. So how do we get them open? So the Sefer Chaya Olam says, Tzadikim have the ability to open up with their tefillah, the Shari Tefillah. Another point he makes is that if somebody believes in the power of tefillah, then tefillah does indeed help. The Sefer Or Torah says that tefillah that comes with Torah, that if a person learns Torah and then he davens, that tefillah is a much more powerful tefillah, and that tefillah is answered. And of course we know that the power, as the Rambam says, of tefillah is harabim. And if the Rabbim daven, that tefillah has a tremendous power. Rava loy goza tenisa b'yom de'iva. Rava would not let them fast on a cloudy day. Shnemar, if there are clouds, me'ovah tefillah, the tefillah can't penetrate. And as the Mefin Yaakov said, that a cloudy day is a simen klala. It's a simen that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear our tefillahs. Why is that a simen that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear our tefillahs? They usually fasted when there was no rain. So what's the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending them that it's cloudy. When it's cloudy, it's presumably going to rain. And it doesn't rain. Hashem's sending you, I'm not interested in what you're asking for now. V'amar Belazer, B'yayim Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nifsak Echayim Esparza Ben Yisrael Levim Shishmayim. There's a wall of iron between us and Hashem. Shenema, it separates us. Somebody who davens in a lengthy way, his tefillah doesn't get ignored. The pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says afterwards, v'yishma Hashem alai, Gam b'pamehi. Eini, v'omer b'achir bar abba, omer b'yochanan, kol ma'ach v'tfilosu ma'ayin ba. There's a brice that says that somebody spends a lot of time in tefillah, and he's ma'ayin in tefillah, soif ba'ala de kev leiv. He's only going to have heartache because his tefillah won't be answered. Shnema, t'cheles m'moshcha ma'achlas leiv. A long davening causes us to have heartache. Ma'ay takante, and what should he do? Yasek b'toyrah. Torah, it says, "V'etz chayim tavaba." By learning, you will get what you desire. Shnemar, "Etz chayim hilamachzikim ba." Answers the Gemara, "Hakash loikash ha'demarchem ayin ba." If somebody davens for a long time and he's ma'ayin in the tefillah and he believes that his tefillah will, and he starts asking, "Why I davened and why wasn't my tefillah answered?" That's not what Hashem wants. But if somebody's marach b'tfilah b'loy b'ayinba, he has no expectations, that's perfect. Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina, Imroi Odom Shespal v'loy nena. If somebody sees that he davened and he wasn't answered, what should he do? Yachsev yispal. So he should daven again. Shnemar, kaveh el Hashem, chazik v'amitz lebecha, v'kaveh el Hashem. So the Gro has a very powerful pshat. He says, what makes us think that the second tefillah will be more powerful than the first tefillah, that you should daven again? Says the Gra, what the Gemara means to say when it says that he should daven again, it means that he should listen to Chazaras Hashatz. Because when we listen to Chazaras Hashatz, we say Amen. And by saying Amen on the Chazaras Hashatz, that's what makes a tefillah answered. Tana Rabbanan, Arbet Srichen Chizik. There are four things that need to be strengthened. Velahein, Torah or Masim Toivim, Tefillah v'Derech Eretz. And the Gemara goes through each one. Torah, Masim Toivim, Menayim. How do we know that Torah, Masim Toivim needs strengthening? Shnema, Rach Chazak v'Ameitz Moi, Lishva v'Lasis Kol HaTorah. Strengthen yourself to follow the Torah. Chazak b'Torah v'Ameitz b'Masim Toivim. To do mitzvahs. Tefillah v'Menayim, Shnema, as we just quoted, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak v'Emetz Lebecha, v'Kaveh El Hashem. Derech Eretz Menayim, what about Parnosa? How do we know that if you didn't succeed, you should keep on trying, not give up? Says the pasuk, Chazek ba'ad amenu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, keep on trying on behalf of our people, and your tefillahs will ultimately, and you will ultimately be successful. V'taymet say, Ozvani Hashem v'adoynoi shochachani. Says the one, Hane zuva hane shchucha. Doesn't that mean the same? Amr Shlokish, Amr Knesset Yisrael from Nekrash Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Adam Noisa Ishta El Ishta Rishayna. If a person marries a second wife, Ata Zoycha Mais Rishayna, he always remembers his first wife. Ata Azoftani, but you have left us V'shochachtani, and you forgot us. Amr Ekrash Baruch Hu, Biti, Shnaim Asa Mezolz Berisi Berkiya. I made 12 constellations in the sky. The Kalmazal Mazal Brasil Shloshim Chayil. 12 represents the 12 months of the year, the 12 Shvatim. 30 days. The Kalchay Vachay Brasil Shloshim Ligoyin. The Kalgoyin Ligoyin Brasil Shloshim Reaton. The Kalreaton Veratan Brasil Shloshim Karton. The Kalkat Makat Brasil Shloshim Gestero. The Kalgister Vagister Talisma Shloshim Vishish Vachamisha Alfred Rabbi Kachamis Kanegi Mosachama. I have this incredible number of stars and constellations in the sky. The Kulan Lebrasa El Bishvilich. Everything that I created was only on behalf of Klai Yisrael. Va'at Amrit. And you're saying about me, Azoftani V'Shechachtani, Chas v'sholem. I never forgot. I never forgot Klal Yisrael. So I saw a beautiful mashal in the Sefer Daf al Adaf. If a husband was married to a first wife, and then that marriage ended, and then he marries a second wife. So if that second wife is not as good as the first wife, that is what causes him to be able to remember how great the first wife was. But if the second wife, if there is no second wife, so he has nobody to compare the two. So too happens with Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochu, was married to Klal Yisrael. And we sinned, and there was a Churban HaBayis. But with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never took another nation. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you would have taken a second nation, then you would see how much better we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues saying, Hasishkach Isha Ula, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Eshkach Eulis Elim Upitri Rachman Shekraftil Fana B'Midbar. Can I forget all the Kabbanis that you brought to me? Amar Fana B'Rish Loilim, Hoyev HaShikha L'Fei Kisik V'Edecha, Shem Lo Yishtishkach Li Mais Egel. So you won't forget our sins either, the sins of the Egel. Amar Lo Gamel Tishkachna. I will forget that. Amar Fana, so they say to him, B'Rish Loilim, so if you're going to forget, Hoyev HaShikha L'Fei Kisik V'Edecha, maybe you'll forget the tremendous Kabbalah Satira. When Klai Yisrael said, when Klai Yisrael said that we accept on us your love unconditionally, that I will never forget. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets the Maisa Egel. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgets is the Maisa Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only remembers the good things about us, but not the bad things. So we learned in the Mishnah, Chassidim Rishonim HaYishon Sho'achas. L'fnei Tefillah V'Sho'achas L'achat Tefillah. Menon Emili, Amar Ba Yeshua Ba'Levi, Amar Kro Ashrei Yoshve Ve'Secha. Before you start davening, V'Amar Yeshua Ba'Levi, HaMispalo Tzorach Lisha Sho'achas Ach Tefillosoi, he has to wait an hour after tefillah as well. Shenema ach tzadikim yodlu shmecha yoshvim yeshvi yishar mes panecha. And that's why before every tefillah, even tefillah smincha, we say something. We say ashrei, and at the end of the tefillah, we say oleinu. So I saw from Shlomo Zalman, all the mefarshim ask, we understand why you have to sit before you daven, but why be after the davening? So he says that during a davening, a person is supposed to grow. And during davening, a person is supposed to think about how he will do better. But if you do that during davening, and you just run out from the davening, you'll forget about all your Kabbalahs. So therefore, after the davening, remember, take the time to think and remember what you accepted upon yourself, and then go do what you have to do. Tani nami hachi, hamispal tzorach shiyish shorachas koin tfilosoi. You have to take some time before you daven. B'shachas acht filosai. Koyim tfilos minayim shnem asher yeshu v'esecha. Lach tfilos minayim d'ksiv. Acht tzdikim yoyel u'shmecha yeshu yishar mes p'nechem. Tan rabbonin. Chsin ha'rishon ma'yishon shachas. They would take time before davening. U'mespalim shachas. And they would take time after the davening. V'choyz mishon shachas. And then they would take another time after the davening. Ask the Gemara. If they spend so much time davening, how will they remember the Torah and how will they have time to work? Says the Gemara, they learn, and everything they learn they remember, and everything they do is successful. Says the minig of the Divrei Yoel of the Satmar Rebbe was that every time he gave a major drasha, Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos Hagadol, he used to start the drasha by saying this Maimer Chazal. So he said, why does he always start with this Maimer Chazal? He says that, Mitoch Shechsinim Heim, before I say a major drasha, I need to have Siyata D'Shmaya. How am I going to be Zoicha to Siyata D'Shmaya? First of all, it has to be Torosa Mishtameris. It has to be, Torah has to be Mishtameris, that it has no sediment in it. It's a pure Torah. It has to be Melochtim Esbarechas, everything that we do should be done properly. And also has to be that we're Chassidim, that we should have Siyata D'Shmaya. So if we're Chassidim, and we do our Torah right, and we do our Gashmius right, we will be Zoicha constantly to Siyata D'Shmaya.